AP News, I'm Ben Thomas.
A federal judge has rejected Donald Trump's request to intervene in his New York hush money criminal case. Trump's been seeking to have his felony conviction overturned. Eric Tucker reports a sentencing hearing set for September 18th.
One thing to really watch for if the sentencing does in fact proceed is whether the judge imposes a prison sentence. That's certainly an option. We don't yet know whether the Manhattan District Attorney's Office is going to recommend that or what the judge is going to do, but that's going to be a real significant thing to watch in the weeks ahead.
Meantime, a woman who worked under two Democratic New York governors is facing charges. Julie Walker has that story.
A former deputy chief of staff to New York Governor Kathy Hochul was charged with acting as an undisclosed agent of the Chinese government. Federal prosecutors say Linda Sun was arrested Tuesday with her husband, Chris Hugh, at their $3.5 million home. Sun rose through the ranks of New York government, first working under Governor Andrew Cuomo, then Hochul, both Democrats. Prosecutors say Sun blocked Taiwan government representatives from access to high-level officials in New York at the request of China, altered state governmental messaging on issues related to the Chinese government, and attempted to facilitate a trip to China for a high-level politician. Her husband, Hugh, is charged with money laundering, conspiracy to commit bank fraud, and misuse of means of identification. Julie Walker, New York.
The Justice Department's filed criminal charges against Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar over the October 7th raid into Israel. Houston police say a deputy constable was fatally shot at an intersection on his way to work today. Mara Husseini was not in uniform at the time. Police are looking for the suspect. And the Washington State Patrol says at least seven vehicles traveling along Interstate 5 just south of Seattle were hit by gunfire overnight. At least six people were injured, two critically, before a suspect was taken into custody. No word on motive. This is AP News. Some parts of the country have cooled off a little, not Phoenix.
It's always hot this time of year in central Arizona, but 2024's endless summer has been especially hot in Phoenix. The city hit its 100th straight day with at least 100-degree temperatures. That shattered the record of 76 days in a row set back in 1993. The temperature hit 102 on May 27th and has made it to triple digits every day since. It doesn't look like a break is coming anytime soon. Mark O'Malley with the National Weather Service in Phoenix explains,
"We had an area of high pressure that was fairly strong that set up over the region this year, and it just hung over the region. The days that we did have thunderstorms, they weren't particularly widespread, so we didn't get those days of excessive cloudiness that we typically see once or twice every summer."
Unseasonably high September temperatures are expected this week across the western United States. I'm Haya Panjwani.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.